Cantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Dark Horse by A.L. Brooks, narrated by Justine Eyre. Chapter 1. Me and Tash are moving in together. Nicole's face shone with excitement. Sadie was stunned. Out of nowhere, a blanket of hurt and misery swamped her. She knew it was childish, but once her old insecurities reared their ugly heads, she couldn't shake them off. When? Sadie's heartbeat pounded in her ears, her hands shook, and she didn't know if it was from anxiety or anger. Nicole tilted her head. Whenever we can find a place we both like. Nicole's voice grew quieter. Tash will sell her place and I'll give notice on the house share. Then we'll put our savings together and get a great big fucking grown-up mortgage. She grinned, but it faded quickly at the lack of response from Sadie. Somewhere deep in the recesses of her mind, Sadie knew she should be pleased for Nicole and Tash. They were her friends. They'd been seeing each other for nearly 3 years, and this was it, the real deal. And that meant living together. It made perfect sense. But somehow Nicole's excited words unleashed a torrent of repressed memories and old anger. The thudding in her ears got louder and her stomach twisted in knots. Nicole was leaving her. Nicole was going off to find a life for herself, a life that didn't include her. It was irrational and not too far from the surface of her brain. Sadie knew that, but she couldn't stop herself from overreacting. She shuffled in her seat, fighting the urge to run. Sades? Nicole reached out a hand and tried to touch Sadie's arm, but she flinched away. Sades, this doesn't change anything. You know that, right? Sadie stared at her, willing her mouth to open and the right words to come out, but they wouldn't appear. Of course it changed things, it changed everything. Nicole was her best friend, her rock. How could she just leave? Babe, I know what is going through your mind right now, but I swear to you, nothing changes. We'll still be hanging out together just as much as we always have. I will still be ragging on you via text message night and day. You don't get rid of me that easily, remember? Nicole's tone was earnest and pleading, but Sadie's mind had gone into freefall and she couldn't or didn't want to stop it. Tears formed, stinging her tired eyes. Nicole reached across the short distance between their chairs, but Sadie brushed her off and stood up. Sadie, this doesn't change a thing. Nicole stood too and planted herself squarely in front of her, hands on her hips. Not a fucking thing, you hear me? Tash knows how important you are to me, yeah? Christ, the three of us have been hanging out ever since I started seeing her, so just because I'm moving in with her doesn't mean that stops, right? She grabbed Sadie's chin before Sadie could move out of the way and pulled her round to look her straight in the eyes. I love you, you stupid lump. Always. Never forget that. Never. Her eyes blazed, and Sadie wanted so badly to believe her. And yet, whatever it was Sadie's mind couldn't get past, it squelched all rational thought. She pulled sharply away, waving a derisive hand between them as if swatting a fly. Without a word, not trusting herself to speak with so much fear and anger eating her up, she stomped away. Sadie, please! She heard Nicole's plea, but refused to turn back. It was a lonely walk home in the balmy evening air. When she quietly let herself into her home, she had no recollection of which route she'd walked or any idea what time it was. She went straight to her room and threw herself onto the bed, acutely embarrassed at her immature response to Nicole's news. But simmering under the surface, there was still the anger, the fear. Nicole had been there for Sadie through the best and the worst, and Sadie couldn't imagine life without her. She tried to sleep, but it was fitful. She tossed and turned in and out of dreams until eventually, as the sun began to rise and a gentle light seeped under the blinds at her window, she gave up. Staring at the ceiling, she sighed, thinking time was required, and it could only mean one thing. She pulled on her clothes and reached for the keys to her Hartley. Picking up her phone, she saw that Nicole had texted her about 20 times, each message saying essentially the same thing. Nothing changes. I still love you. You're still my bestie. The ride out to Turrameta Beach helped. time and her beloved Harley always did. At first she rode too fast, as her anger and embarrassment about her actions the night before had her gripping the bike's controls way too tightly. Gradually the empty roads, the breeze flowing over her body, and the rising sun lighting her way eased her mood. The thrum of the bike beneath her as it ate up the road gave her a satisfying buzz, despite the gloom that still pervaded her mind. The beach was small but beautiful, enclosed by two headlands that broke the incoming waves. She found a spot on one of the vegetated hummocks at the back of the sand and watched the waves smash against the rocks. They didn't boom like big surf, but somehow whatever noise they did generate always helped ease her mood. The rhythmic flow and the shush of the water as it scurried back down the beach was almost hypnotic in its effect. Sadie had never seen the ocean until she was 17 and first arrived in Manly. It was love at first sight. Something about the endless power of it had touched her deep inside and never let go. When she needed to think, the ocean always called her. She sat for a while with an empty mind and let the rapidly warming sun and the gentle ocean breeze soothe her. Only then did she let her thoughts run and force herself to face up to what had brought her there in the first place. Nicole's news shouldn't have sent her over the edge like that. She had such a good life, and she made herself mentally tick off all that she had in that life to be thankful for. A fantastic friend in Nicole, and by extension, Tash. An amazing home that she shared with her equally amazing grandmother. A great job that she loved and was good at. Why would she think for one minute that Nicole wanting to move in with Tash threatened any of that? Stretching out her legs in front of her, she shifted her ass on the sandy hummock. She knew where her insecurity came from, but she also knew that where Nicole was concerned, it wasn't justified. She cringed with embarrassment at how pathetic she'd been the night before. She was more than this, stronger than this. The overwhelming need to make things right had her reaching for her phone. She tapped out the message quickly, her brain already formulating the plan for what to do next. "Sorry, I'm an idiot. We'll see you soon. Love you, XX." She stood up and brushed the sand off her jeans. She knew what she needed to do, go to Nicole's place and apologize, wholeheartedly. For all the times that Nicole had been there for her in the last 12 years, this was a shitty way to repay her. Sadie should be hugging her, congratulating her and being excited for her. Nicole was the first of her friends to make this big move, the first of them to find the one and attempt the settling down thing. Not that Sadie ever thought there was much hope of that for herself. She could see what Nicole and Tash had, and deep down she knew she wanted it. She just had no idea how to get it, no idea how to let someone get that close. As she climbed back up the steep steps from the beach to the road, she smiled. While an apology was definitely due, she knew Nicole would not let her grovel. There might be some arm slapping and maybe a bit of shouting, but they'd be right. They always were. The ride back was almost as pleasant as the ride up, just slightly busier because the morning had really started. Rather than heading straight to Nicole's house, she decided to detour home first to shower and check in with her grandmother. Eating would be good too, she thought, as her stomach loudly reminded her that she'd skipped brekkie again. The bike slid to a gentle stop on the small paved yard in front of the weatherboard house she shared with her 74-year-old grandmother, Elsie Thompson. Tucked in behind Pittwater Road in Smith Street, the location was perfect for being near to everything Manly had to offer. Taking a 17-year-old granddaughter in at the age of 62 had never been in Elsie's plans, but when the circumstances arose, she gamely agreed, and Sadie moved into the spare room. Elsie let Sadie decorate it and the adjoining bathroom however she wanted, and made Sadie do all the work herself. "Character building," her gran called it. One of her favourite phrases, Sadie was quick to discover. Over their years of living together, they'd settled into a very easy rhythm that worked for them. The idea of moving out once she was old enough had never crossed Sadie's mind. She dumped her helmet in her room and went in search of food before her shower. She strolled down the long hallway that ran the entire length of the house from the front door to the kitchen. Both her and Elsie's rooms, with their ensuite bathrooms, were off that hallway, and the door at the end of it led into the open-plan kitchen-diner at the back. The generous space opened out via sliding doors to the small yard at the back, which had a paved area surrounded by planted beds. The doors were open most days, allowing them to pass freely from inside to out, and the paved area tended to be their lounge room. As she passed through the door into the back of the house, Elsie was coming through it from the other side. Before Sadie could greet her, her grandmother whipped out a bony arm and slapped her hard in the bicep. "Idiot," she muttered as she pushed past, ignoring Sadie's stunned face. "What?" Sadie began. Then she heard Nicole's throaty chuckle from inside the kitchen, and she knew. She turned to say something, anything to her gran, only to be met by her retreating back as she trotted determinedly up the hallway towards her own room. Sadie took a deep breath. "Okay, so that's the way it's going to be today. Right." Inhaling another deep breath, she stepped into the room. She came face to face with Nicole, who was standing in the middle of the kitchen with her hands on her hips, trying very hard to keep a stern expression on her face. Somewhere in Sadie's mind, a giggle formed. Nicole looked adorable, attempting the fierce dance. Her black hair, its natural curls cascading down over her shoulders, framed a face that was quietly beautiful. Her petite frame was stretched to its full height, pushing her not insubstantial breasts fully out from her slender body. Nicole wore the usual multitude of thin bracelets on her left wrist, and they jangled softly like wind chimes each time she moved her arm. Sadie had never been attracted to Nicole, thankfully. She wasn't sure they'd ever have become such good friends if she had been, but she could appreciate her friend's sexy gorgeousness in that moment. She knew remarking on that right then was not the way to go, and instead focused her attention on the scowl that Nicole was attempting to maintain. But Nicole's eyes gave her away. Her deep blue eyes, such a contrast to the bright green of Sadie's own, were sparkling with humour, and Sadie grinned, albeit sheepishly. "Sorry," she mumbled, her chin somewhere down in her chest while her gaze flitted up to Nicole's and back down again. "Elsie's right," Nicole snapped, but not without warmth. "You are an idiot. A great big fucking idiot, actually." Sadie exhaled and looked up properly this time. "I know. I..." Words wouldn't come, not past the big lump that had suddenly formed in her throat. She'd let Nicole down after everything Nicole had done for her. Nicole's entire demeanour changed in an instant, her face relaxing and a gentle smile parting her lips. She took three quick strides across the room to wrap her arms around the much taller Sadie, pulling her head down onto her shoulder. "I know what you are afraid of," she whispered against Sadie's ear. "But I'm not them. Remember that, yeah?" Sadie nodded, tightened the hug for a moment, then pulled herself clear. She swallowed and took a couple of deep breaths. Finally, she let her gaze meet Nicole's. "I am so happy for you and Tash. That's what I should have said last night. Instead, I ruined it with my stupid insecurities. But really, I'm so pleased for you." "Thanks." Nicole blushed and nudged Sadie gently with her shoulder. Then she threw her head back in a loud laugh. "It's a bit fucking scary, yeah? It's like this big grown-up thing to be doing. Fuck knows if I can handle it, but I won't know unless I try, will I?" Sadie chuckled. "That's why Tash is so good for you. She'll stop you from screwing it all up too badly." Nick didn't join in with Sadie's laughter. Instead, her face creased into a frown and her eyes widened. Sadie took Nicole's hand in hers. "You're really scared, aren't you?" "Fucking terrified," Nicole whispered. "Hey, Nick, come on." She squeezed Nicole's fingers. "This is you and Tash, the mighty duo. You two have been so bloody right for each other since the minute you met. I'm amazed you haven't moved in together before now, actually. What is it that scares you so much?" "I don't know, really. I guess I'm scared I'll let her down somehow once she sees me all day, every day. Or that I'll find there's something about her that annoys the fuck out of me. Or that..." Sadie cut her off with a sharp pull on her hand. "Firstly, there's no way you could let her down. She's seen you in all your glorious and not-so-glorious moments. Remember your birthday last year? Nicole blushed. Jeez, don't remind me, she grimaced. And second of all, Sadie ploughed on, you are an amazing person, and Tash knows this, and she's an amazing person too. I'd find it hard to believe there'd be anything about you or her that would annoy each of you so much that you couldn't just talk it out, right? Nicole sighed and nodded. You're right. I know you're right. Why do I keep doing this? She groaned and dropped her head. Because you care, Sadie said without hesitation. And that's a good thing. Just don't let it get in the way of actually being. She envied Nicole and Tash and what they had. It seemed odd to be giving out relationship advice when she'd never really had one of her own. But seeing what they had together, she didn't want Nick to run the risk of messing it all up. Nicole raised her head and stared at her intently. You are a fucking great friend, you know that? Hey, Sadie said softly, swallowing hard against the ball of emotion that was swelling in her chest. I was taught by the best, remember? Nicole grinned and pulled Sadie into a rough hug. Yeah, and don't you fucking forget it, she whispered. Sadie smiled into Nick's hair. Head brekkie. No, and I'm starving. What have you got? And just like that, they were okay again, as always. For the next few minutes, Sadie busied herself creating a mountain of fruit toast and brewing them up a large pot of coffee. They took the food and their mugs out to the yard and munched contentedly in an easy silence born of 12 years good, solid friendship. Nicole left about an hour later when Tash called. They were off to view a couple of apartments. Tell me how you get on, Sadie said as she gave Nicole a quick hug goodbye. I will. Wish me luck. Sadie shut the front door behind Nicole and turned to find Elsie leaving her room. Sadie wasn't sure what sort of reception she'd get this time. Elsie's face held the hint of a smile, and it widened as she took a few steps towards her. Sadie smiled in return, relief washing through her. Come here, you silly bugger, Elsie said, opening her arms. Sadie fell gratefully into them. Her gran was only a few centimetres shorter than Sadie's 175, and although a thin rake of a woman, she still had some considerable strength. Her hug was tight around Sadie's body. Glad you got that all sorted. Sadie nodded and pulled away to look her grandmother in the face. I'm sorry if you were worried about all that. She waved vaguely down the hallway towards the kitchen. Elsie chuckled. No, I wasn't. Never going to worry where you two are concerned. Been joined at the bloody hip ever since you met, and nothing's going to change that. I guess you're right, Gran, Sadie smiled. Shame I couldn't remember that last night. Shit happens, Elsie threw out, turning to walk back down the hallway to the kitchen. Gran, Sadie said in shock. Language. Whatever. Her gran wafted a hand in the air somewhere over her left ear. Sadie laughed and followed her to the back of the house. They spent the rest of the beautifully sunny day in the yard, finishing off painting the new raised beds they'd been installing over the last couple of weeks. They chatted intermittently about the weather, about the ride Sadie took that morning, about work at the cafe. Mostly they just worked alongside each other, Elsie giving instructions and directions with Sadie doing the harder graft. Finally, they sat back on the outdoor rattan chairs and admired their work, Sadie with a very cold stubby in her hand and Elsie with a glass of wine. They'd only taken a few sips each when the doorbell rang. Sadie opened the front door and was grabbed into a full-body hug by Tash. She let out a very girly squeak. Nicole stood behind Tash, laughing her face off. Sadie flipped her the finger behind Tash's back. I would never take her away from you, Tash exclaimed in Sadie's ear. Never! I can't believe you would even think that. Oh, Sadie muttered, mortified. She told you then. Yes! Tash pulled back to glare at Sadie. What the fuck? Tash rarely swore, unlike Nicole, so this just made Sadie giggle. Sorry, Tash said, blushing. But really? Sadie held her hands up in surrender. I know, I'm sorry. Please, let's just never speak of it again. Tash nodded. Absolutely fine by me. Now, can we come in? Sadie laughed and stepped aside, making sure to pinch Nicole's arm as she walked by. Ouch! No fair! Nicole's tone carried amused annoyance. Whatever, Sadie murmured, grinning as Nicole reached up on her toes and gave her a quick peck on the cheek. Beers in hand, Nicole and Tash joined Elsie out in the yard. Sadie watched as Nicole took Tash's hand and smiled at her lovingly. Tash's pale blonde hair was a shade lighter than Sadie's golden crop and shone in the late afternoon sun. Tash was slightly taller than Nicole and slightly more solid in build. She looked good in a singlet over long denim shorts, so different from her day wear of full business suit with her hair normally pinned back. Tash lifted Nicole's hand to her lips and kissed her knuckles softly. "Are you two going to get all gooey again?" Elsie rasped, but there was mirth in her eyes. Sadie laughed as Tash blushed. Despite the number of times Tash had interacted with Elsie since she and Nicole had hooked up, Tash still was never totally sure when Elsie was joking or not. Elsie knew that and teased her mercilessly. "Leave them alone, Gran," Sadie chided. "They can't help it. It's pathetic, actually." "Gee, thanks, buddy." Nicole reached across Elsie to slap Sadie's bare knee. "So, are you staying for dinner?" Elsie asked over the laughter. "Oh, I've some chicken breasts we could grill." "Oh, thanks, Elsie, that's really sweet. But we've got other plans," Tash replied. "I'm taking this one out for a little one-on-one time. I've got a crazy week at work lined up and won't be home until late most evenings." Elsie smiled widely. "Oh, bless you," she said softly. Tash blushed again, this time clearly from emotion rather than embarrassment. Sadie smiled to herself. Sometimes her gran made her so proud it was like a physical sensation in her chest. Elsie hadn't batted an eyelid when the newly out Sadie had been dumped on her doorstep and had refused to see her granddaughter's sexuality as anything other than just one more aspect of her personality, certainly nothing worth making a huge song and dance over. Nicole noisily cleared her throat, and Sadie knew without looking that the emotion of the moment had affected her too. "Right, well, I guess we'd better get going," Nicole stood, placing her empty beer bottle onto the table. "Don't get up, you two. We'll let ourselves out. You've earned a rest." Sadie smiled at her friend and stood anyway to pull her into a quick hug. She turned to Tash and repeated the gesture, then watched fondly as they both bent down to give Elsie a kiss on the cheek before walking back into the house. "They are good girls, those two," Elsie said, looking straight into Sadie's eyes. "Good girls," Sadie beamed. "Yep, Gran, they are." Chapter 2. Sadie groaned when her alarm chirped at 6 the next morning. Although she should be used to getting up at this time, some days were just harder than others, especially Mondays after the kind of weekend she just had. Sadie had, uncharacteristically for her, sunk 4 beers over the course of Sunday evening, and she was regretting that. The headache was one of those low-grade but persistent ones just above her left eyebrow. She slapped the alarm clock into silence and pushed the sheets off her body. Stumbling into the bathroom, she stepped into the shower and sighed in gratitude as the warm water worked its magic. She made herself walk at a sharp pace to the cafe, swinging her arms to get the blood flowing, rolling her head on her shoulders a few times to loosen up. After work, she'd go for a run, really shake it all off. But first, she had to get through the day. With a sigh, she remembered the other reason she hadn't been looking forward to this particular Monday. She had to seriously wear her manager hat and give Nathan a final warning about his timekeeping and general attitude. She prided herself on remaining calm in most situations, Saturday night with Nicole being a very rare exception, but Nathan had pushed all the wrong buttons lately. She knew she'd have to work hard to keep her annoyance in check. Trixie had just opened up the cafe by the time Sadie strode in through the front door, and there was already a short line of customers queuing for their early morning caffeine fix. The Bike Rack Cafe was in Darley Road, just where it flattened out at the bottom of the hill that led up to the Sydney Harbour National Park. Sadie had started working there just after finishing high school. Within a couple of years, Bill and Marie had taken Sadie to one side and offered her the chance to train up to manage the place. They wanted to open a second cafe over in Mossman, and they needed someone they could trust to take over in Manly. To her surprise, she discovered she was good at managing a cafe. She had a very organised brain, and she revelled in the decisions over shift patterns, orders with the wholesalers, and organising small events hosted at the cafe. She had a good team now, Nathan's issues aside, and the atmosphere was usually pretty happy. She waved at Trixie as she walked through to the back of the building where her small office was located. It was nothing more than a converted cupboard. However, it did have a small window, and she popped it open the moment she reached her desk. The cafe backed onto someone's yard, and her window faced a line of gum trees. On just the right kind of day, with enough heat and breeze in the air, the scent of the gums wafting into her small room was heavenly. She quickly changed out of her T-shirt into the plain white cotton short-sleeve shirt she liked all the staff to wear for work. Grabbing an apron and tying it around her waist, she left the office and headed behind the counter to help with the busy early shift. The first 2 hours of the day sped by, as time usually did when serving a steady stream of commuters. When Nathan appeared at 9 to start his shift, Sadie beckoned him into her office. She braced herself. Better to get this over with.
"Hey, boss," he said with his usual swagger.
Nathan was a good-looking young man, and Sadie didn't doubt that his appearance paid dividends for him in lots of situations. It just wasn't going to cut any ice with her. "Nathan," she said, aware that her heart rate was already picking up. She breathed deeply to stave off her annoyance at his too casual attitude. "Have a seat," she gestured to the chair. She herself stood by the desk, not intending to intimidate by standing over him, but not being able to help it in the confined space. He flopped into the chair, his long legs sticking out in front of him.
"What's up?"
he said, and then he met her gaze. Suddenly, a little of the swagger was gone. "On Friday, you called in sick, yes?" Her voice was sharp. He nodded warily. "Right. So please explain to me how you were too sick to work but well enough to serve down at Bondi only 2 hours later." She kept her tone firm but didn't raise her voice.
"Who told you that?"
He smirked, and Sadie's hands clenched tight into fists against her thighs. "Don't even go there," she snapped. "You were seen by Bill, you know, the owner of this cafe." She inhaled slowly, willing herself to keep it under control.
"Oh."
His eyes widened as he sat up straighter in his chair. He swallowed.
"Look, I don't,"
she said curtly, crossing her arms as a sudden urge to shake him almost overwhelmed her. "You know, I'm pretty fair with everyone around here, yes?" He nodded, his face a few shades paler than when he'd first walked in the room. "So hopefully you can understand that I don't really like it when someone abuses that, yes?" He nodded again. Sadie noted the slight sheen of sweat on his forehead. He was blinking rapidly. "Good. So this is your last warning. You want this job, you need to respect it, and me, and the rest of the team. No slacking off, understand? There's plenty more kids out there would love a job like this. You told me yourself you want to save up for that big trip next year, so don't do anything to jeopardise that, okay?" He nodded vigorously, and some of the colour came back to his cheeks.
"I will, I promise. I really do want to work here. I'm sorry," he croaked. "It won't happen again."
"It better not. Now go help clear up after the morning rush." He scrambled out of the chair, and she could hear his steps speeding out a rapid tattoo down the short hallway to the front of the cafe. She let out a deep breath and allowed a smile to spread across her face. That hadn't gone too badly. At least she hadn't strangled him. And in dealing with him, she'd given herself yet another reminder of just how grown up she herself had become. She was only 29, but the responsibility of running this place sat well on her shoulders. She liked it. The air was still warm from the day, but Sadie didn't mind a little perspiration. Her feet pounded the footpath in an
Sample complete. Ready to continue?